Legendary Crooks. Narrated by Paul Spera. Charles Ponzi, the Pioneer. We often hear the term Ponzi scheme without knowing exactly where it comes from. A Ponzi scheme, named after the man who invented it in 1920s Boston, is a financial arrangement that attracts customers whose investments are used to pay the originators and first members, thus creating a fraudulent cycle. As long as subscriptions increase, the deception is covered up, but as soon as the income from the new victims is not enough to pay back the clients, the system collapses. Charles Ponzi was born in Italy at the end of the 19th century and emigrated to Boston in 1903. In a difficult financial situation, he left for Montreal a few years later, wishing to work with a fellow Italian who was in the cigar business. This man, Luigi Zarossi, was the defining encounter in Ponzi's life. Luigi not only had a cigar store, he also had a financial company, a sort of small bank for Italian immigrants. Charles gets a job there by lying about his identity, and then he gradually realizes that Luigi is a swindler. He promises a very attractive return of 6% to the savers by drawing directly on the funds of the new depositors. As long as the company does not have to pay out a lot of money in a short period of time, the scam holds. But in 1908, doubts emerge, and Luigi flees to Mexico. Nothing indicates that Charles Ponzi was an accomplice in this original fraud, but over the following years, he gets sentenced to 3 years in prison for forging the signature of a former client of Luigi Zarossi and writing himself a check for $400. Released after a year and a half, he's then imprisoned for 2 more years for attempting to smuggle Italians into the United States. Once free, Charles goes back to Boston, and the rest is history. In 1919, Ponzi takes up Zarossi's model, but on a completely different scale. He promises his client a 50% return in 3 months and becomes a millionaire in less than a year. He swindles nearly 40,000 people out of $15 million, of which only one-third was reimbursed. Cornered by investigations and the press, Charles surrenders to the authorities in August 1920. He pleads guilty at his federal trial, is sentenced to 5 years in prison, and is released after 3. He then returns to court, this time tried by the state of Massachusetts. That trial will go to the Supreme Court, and Charles is sentenced to 7 more years in prison. Upon his release in 1934, the United States requests Ponzi's expulsion to Italy. While there, the dictator Mussolini offers him a job in the government, but Charles ends up extorting money from the Italian treasury before fleeing to Brazil, where he dies in 1949, a ruined man. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.